Fader followers, welcome into another episode of the best gambling podcast in the world, Fader Follow. And we have a quickie for y'all tonight where, well, Bama's still playing. Or who's playing tonight, Ty? The game's such a blowout right now. I don't even remember who's going right now.
UConn looks like a wagon just rolling down the train tracks. I said the must bus, and I'll buy my fare every time. I'm happy I didn't buy my fare today because the bus got hit by a train. The other games we're recording Thursday night are going to be FAU-Tennessee. And then, Dave, I, from last week, have UCLA to make the Elite Eight at plus 170. So I'm basically holding them. They're minus 120 tonight. I was really buying them for this game. But because we're recording Thursday night, we're just going to knock out a quick one. We're going to knock out the four games starting tomorrow. Maybe discuss the Final Four as a preview for next week, right?
Yeah, and that's our plan for this weekend coming up. We got to crank out a couple quick ones since it changes so quickly with the tournament. Right now, with UConn looking like they're going to win, there is 14 teams left. Ty, you still have three of the four Final Four teams you predicted on our preview. What three teams are those? Just to recap everyone, and what's your confidence level on each of them winning these next two games to get there?
My confidence to get there is very high, other than UCLA, which I just mentioned. So my teams are Bama, Texas, and UCLA. So 1-1 and 2-2s. I lost Duke. Granted, that was Saturday in the middle of the afternoon, so I kept looking up at the score, but I was out. I didn't really get to see that game. But because of the score, I will admit tonight I am taking the Texas -4.5. FAU's been a great story. To quickly discuss the story too, FDU, what an incredible run against Purdue. I just had to get that out of the way. But if we're not talking about 16 seeds and we're talking about ones, I mean, I still love Alabama. Alabama and Houston look like they're on a collision course for the championship.
Yeah, and those are the two. I lost Duke as well, and that was probably the biggest shock to me. I really thought we were locked in on that one, but that's just how March Madness plays out. Kansas was the one I was least confident in, and we saw them lose to Arkansas. I have Houston and Bama as well, though, and you're right. That does seem like the collision course. Bama's just beating everyone in their way easily right now. Houston is going to begin the ball rolling, I think, because this is their first game coming up with one of their better players back, right? Did he play in the round of 32?
So Sasser appeared for a while in the round of 32 and looked a lot better. It was crazy that they played him against Northern Kentucky in round one and hurt him, because it's not even worth the risk at that point. I feel like you knew you were going to beat Northern Kentucky, and it was not an easy game, but I think that the emotional toll of losing Sasser for a little while in that game and not knowing would have been much harder to overcome than if you had just sat him and knew we could just roll out the ball and probably beat this team by 20, which they didn't do, and that was one of my two bets in the round of 64. But yeah, it's now you're through the first weekend. You're through the teams that can surprise you. So now Miami's going to have their full attention. You still know that we're trying to get to Houston. I think we're going to see a really solid performance out of Houston tomorrow. So let me give you my first bet. I'm going to take the over at 138 in that Miami-Houston game. The way that Miami came out, they had to have taken like 30 shots in the first 5 minutes against Indiana. I don't know if it'll be that fast of a pace because Houston will obviously dictate it. But I love Wong, and I just think that the, 36% the teams were shooting from three in the first round, or in the first two rounds. I think that that has adjusted the lines in the Sweet 16, and I just think that 70-70 in my mind makes a lot of sense. So over 138, that'd be a winner.
Yeah, and I like that pick as well. I know unders were popular in the first round, so I think a lot of people's are going to be on the under going forward for this next slate of games this weekend. But I like the over there as well. If I was going with that pick, if I had to pick over under, I'd take the over for that game. I think I'm just going to take Houston on the spread. It is a big spread for where we're at in the tournament. It's 7.5. But we're going to talk about Bama next. We're just on this collision course. You're going to see where I'm going to go with that game. I think both of them steamroll to at least the Final Four.
Okay, I like that because I'm holding that Bama. That was my biggest bet, my favorite bet from last week. They're all starting to play out. I hit the UConn to be in the Sweet 16. I hit Purdue to be the first one seed eliminated. So now I'm waiting on the UCLA to get to the Elite Eight, and then I'm waiting on Bama. I was hoping that we were either going to get Virginia or Furman instead of San Diego State. I think that they were the best out of that little four teams that could have came out. So they do worry me a little bit, but the 7.5 made me feel a little more comfortable seeing that's in line with Houston and Miami.
Absolutely. And is that what you're going with? Are you going with Bama 7.5 or them in San Diego State? Or
that's the benefit, Dave, of taking the futures from last week. I'm still holding my ticket. I'm basically holding them at minus 108 in this game. So I got them basically as a pick 'em to cash that bet.
Gotcha. So I'm going to put a pick for each game we have here. Okay. Bama and San Diego State, you set 7.5, same as Houston. Mm-hmm. I'm taking that one for this game. San Diego State, they just haven't shown anything that really impresses me so far. I thought Charleston was a gimme game, and they only won that by 3. And then Furman, I mean, they blew them out, but Furman got theirs against Virginia. Yep. Personally, I think Virginia lost that game. Furman didn't win that one, so Furman I don't think should have even been there. But they've made it to Bama, and now we're going to see why Bama has turned from a football school to a basketball school.
It does seem that way for sure. As we continue to move down then, so we got two more, then we'll be in the night slate of Friday night. And that game against Princeton and Creighton, for Creighton to be a 10-point favorite is kind of crazy in my mind. I know that they have scoring at every level. They got guys off the bench who can score. So they have looked great. They blew out Baylor, it certainly felt like. But I'm going to not take the 10 points. I'm, again, looking at these totals. I'm going to take the Princeton team total over 64.5. Because I think Creighton wants to play fast, I think Princeton really dictated the game. Arizona, man, I thought for sure they were going to look great against them. I thought Arizona was going to blow Princeton out. But here we are. I lost my 2-seed there. They only scored 59 in that game, but then they scored 78 against Missouri. So I think we're going to find somewhere in the middle. I think this will be a close game if you want to take that 10. But for me, I'm taking 64.5.
So, Ty, this is the first time we're going to kind of disagree on the podcast. I like the under in this game. And my reasoning here, I love a good Cinderella story. We all do. But let's be honest, once we start getting to the Sweet 16, Elite 8, this is where the Cinderella story kind of stops. This is where the glass slipper gets broken. Mm. Princeton has been world beater so far, but when you're the 15th seed, you're only going to be a world beater for so long. I think Creighton can beat them up early and cruise the rest of the game. We'll see how it plays out, but I just thought under over at 140.5, give me that under. And you know I don't like rooting for low scoring games, so that's how serious I'm about this bet.
Yeah, that's why I knew we weren't going to have Zach, unfortunately, so I was starting thinking overs. I thought me and Davey were going to get on the over train together. Missed out on that. What I liked about this over is that, you know, tonight they're playing these games in the Garden. Tennessee has to play in the Garden. Kansas State just won in the Garden. This game's taking place at the Yum Center in Louisville. This isn't like a huge gym or anything like that. I don't think they're going to be as nervous. I think that you can come out and kind of find a pace right away. So I think it's going to be a lot of twos, for sure, a lot of backdoor cuts and easy layups. But I'm hoping that we get enough of them to get there.
And then speaking of kind of over and unders here, we'll go into the last game for Friday night. Texas and Xavier. This might be the highest over-under I've seen in the tournament so far. I could be wrong, but 149.5, that just sticks out like crazy. Are you going to risk it and take the over here as well, Ty?
So here I'm laying the 4 with Texas. Like I said, they're my final 4 team. Coming out of this side of the bracket, this might be the team that I feel the most comfortable with. Excuse me, this will have to play Houston, so I'm sorry. I had Texas in the wrong bracket. So I'm hoping that we can get Texas to get at least one more win. I think the 4 is going to be enough. I personally don't like Sean Miller, so I usually hope that he folds in his first big moment. He always had that narrative at Arizona, so I'm hoping that, you know, he finally sniffed the second weekend, and I'm hoping he blows it this week.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on this. I'm taking Texas with the spread at 4 as well there. If the rest of the bets do good, I might place a little fun one on that over 149.5 late in the night there. But I think Texas is, I could be wrong, but I feel like this is maybe even the safest bet of the weekend going into Friday. Xavier has, it's the same thing. Like, I just feel like in March Madness, I look at these teams and, yeah, they're in the same spot, but just one team looks way more impressive. And right now, I think that's Texas. Texas and Houston could be a great matchup. A battle of Texas, in a way. We never got our Texas and Texas A&M that Penn State took away from us. But I think Texas, I might even ladder this one up to maybe 8 or 9 and see how that rolls.
I like that. I like that a lot. But now, so if we don't get to do an Elite 8 preview, is there any futures? Because I have another future that I really like. And I would lean, if the Elite 8 plays out the way that I think it will, at least for one game, I do have a lean. Are there any bets like that you're thinking of?
Let me take a look here if you want to go into yours first while I take a look at through them.
For sure. So I'm looking at the team that has to have the biggest scoring differential through three rounds. Granted, only four teams will have played three rounds by the time this is published. But UConn is just rolling down the tracks. Like I said, they are a runaway train. They blew out Iona, said no thank you, Patino. Patino knew he was going to St. John's. I think that broke like 45 minutes after the game. Beat St. Mary's by 15. And, you know, they just put it on Arkansas. They're going to probably win that game by 20. Yeah, you're going to have to beat the winner of the UCLA-Gonzaga game, and then you're going to have to beat Houston. But I think for the odds, if they're still anywhere plus 800 or more to win the finals, or to win the championship, I'm putting a future on UConn, because I love this team. I think Danny Hurley has them really rolling. Me and Zach were talking about Sonogo last week. He had to have been the player of at least the first weekend. So UConn would be my future pick to now win the national championship if I can get them at, let's say, just a round number of plus 750 or better.
Yeah, I'm having trouble finding the lines right now. It's probably because there's live action going on with the games, so I can't really see the futures. But I agree with everything you said there. I think UConn to the Final Four, you might still even be able to get solid odds at. Probably not after tonight, so I might backtrack on that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, UConn's looking like that team they were to start off the season that were just beating everybody with ease. And, I mean, they're a team you don't want to play right now. I can see them definitely making the run. They made the run with Kemba way back in the day, and they're doing it again here. So I think UConn's a very safe Final Four bet right now. And if you can get them at plus 800 to win the championship – why not? That's great juice. At that point, you probably have like a Houston or Bama in there, which was 5-1 to start the tournament. So why not hedge a little bit as well?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm thinking. And then my lean, again, assuming that any like the teams that I think come out are going to work out, it's really Alabama. But I'm looking at that South bracket. We're thinking about maybe trying to get something up on Saturday. But if that doesn't come out and Alabama has to play either Creighton or Princeton, they'd probably be laying, I would assume, like 13 or 14. It'd be a huge line against Princeton. But the credit that Creighton is getting is the one that I want to isolate. If they're anything less than 7.5 again, I think that the San Diego State team might actually be better than Creighton. At least a better matchup for Alabama, I should say, because I think the defense can slow Bama down. I don't think Creighton would be able to stop them as much. So I would lay anything worth about 7 points if we can get that Alabama-Creighton preview. But hopefully we'll be talking to you guys on Saturday morning and being able to get out a real line for that.
Yeah, and that's the best thing, you know, if we can get it right out on track when we see the lines. Mm-hmm. It might be an early day, but we're going to try to make it work for y'all. That's it for this show. Ty, do you have any last words for the people before I kind of close this out?
Nope, Dave, take us home.
All right, so if we can't get out an episode Saturday morning, we will have picks. At least one of us will pick every game. That is our promise. I'm pinky promising that all you listeners right now listening in. Saturday, we'll have a pick for every single game. That will be on Instagram or Twitter at Fade or Follow Podcast. So tune in there. Follow us. I've been putting out a couple of picks, Ty. I'm sure you saw them. I had some CBI overs that hit.
Okay.
Because why not? If there's no March Madness that day, play some CBI. Yep. And with basketball and baseball starting to pick up, we'll have more daily picks there as well. That's going to close it for this episode. Ty, what do the people need to do?
Gamble responsibly.